Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting second. The first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hawk Taylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Hendley. And now, play ball. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Spangler is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burkell hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adcock moves to second. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adcock moves to third. Torre moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, steps on third, and throws to Burkell, who tags Adcock for the double play. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hendley strikes out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Hendley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Burkell and he is out, Hubbs applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Matthews is 0-1 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bertel is 0-1 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ellsworth is 0-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McMillan is 0-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hendley is 0-1 in the game. Hendley hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Spangler is 0-2 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hubbs is 0-2 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rogers is 0-2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo is 0-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Altman is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Matthews is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Aaron is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a pop-up towards first. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Adcock is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Matthews is 0-2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bertel is 0-2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ellsworth is 0-2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Torre is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Taylor is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bowling is 0-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hubs is 0-3 in the game. Hubs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rogers is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McMillan is 0-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. LeMay pinch hits for Bob Hendley. LeMay is at the plate with a count of 1-1. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Spangler is 0-3 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Matthews is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Spangler moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Aaron is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. Spangler scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Joe Adcock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Adcock is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Torre is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. LeMay now playing right field. Lou Burdette now pitching. Hank Aaron now playing center field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Altman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matthews moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hobby hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Hawk Taylor. Bob Boyd batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.